I was taught that that was kind of harsh. I guess it says in the Bible you're not supposed to call your brother a fool, and so I was taught not to call people fool, but you know I have done it, and that was a pretty much byword.
Somebody who would never spend any money.
He was a tightwad.
A person who had lots of money, but he would hang on to it.
He was still stingy and a tightwad.
Okay. Other names, like he'd say, he'll pay his money, but you got to beat him out of it. He's a regular chiseler.
Ken Flint. That's one of the things that you say about him. He'll beat you out of it if you don't just stay after him and stay after him. He'll pay you if you can catch him with it or something.
If you said, say, that girl was very common, what would that mean? Or is a common girl?
Well, I guess you'd be referring to she was common. She'd be a little below par.
Okay, you wouldn't use it as a complimentary.
No.
Okay.
You would be a little below average at least.
Okay. Usually referring to looks or character.
Well, I would think character would be more than anything else.
Okay.
And it didn't have to be. She could just been from a poor family and not well dressed. People would have said she was common. And you know, common people are the best people in the world. Be honest about it, because Abraham Lincoln said God loved them, but made so many of them.
That's a good quotation. I remember that. An old person say he was about 80 and could still get around and do the farm work, that sort of thing. You'd say they were mighty.
Yeah, well, he's mighty spry for his age. He's well preserved, well kept fellow.
Now, your children might be out a little later than usual. You'd say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
You might say you kind of what about it? You would
worrying a little bit about them, on edge about them.
All right.
I think I say some harsher things than that, though.
Do you remember any superstitions or old sort of things, stories about things?
You had all kinds of superstitions. I mean, like not walk on the ladder. Or a black cat running across the road.
Yeah. I've heard people say they wouldn't carry tools in the house, through the house. I don't know whether you've heard that
before. I don't believe I have. You're not supposed to open umbrella in the house.
Okay.
It's before be bad luck.
What about a house way off in the woods somewhere? They say that was what?
A haunted house. But
no.
Nah.
Okay, you never believed that. You were taught that sort of thing. What about the sort of things that folks would see around a house like that? They'd say they were what? What sort of things?
Spooky, ghosts, okay. Squeaking things, owls.
Okay. When you were coming up, little boy, who would they say if you weren't good was going to get you?
Boogerman. That come from the niggas. No way else but the niggas.
Did it?
Yes.
Okay, other words for him?
A lot of them just come out and said straight plain, the devil gonna get you.
Okay, or Scratch?
Old Scrooge, old Scratch.
All right. I've heard that sort of thing too. Now, you might say, I'll go there if you insist, but I'd, talking about going to the haunted house, but
I'd rather not.
And you'd say, something like that makes you feel what?
Makes you feel kind of lightheaded. Hard down spooky.
I'm what?
I'm afraid.
Okay.
Many folks wouldn't agree to being afraid, though.
Okay, now somebody who made a lot of mistakes or did things, had a lot of accidents in their car, you'd say they were what kind of driver?
He was prone to make mistakes. He was a careless driver. He was a reckless driver.
Okay.
Like some of my youngins.
Now, a woman, say, who lived way off by herself, or a person who didn't quite do what other folks thought they should, they would say about him, there's nothing wrong with her. She just acts a little
queer or a little a little indifferent, or she just ain't quite all there. She ain't screwed up quite tight. They say all things about poor old folks. Usually everybody says that way. There wasn't a thing wrong with them.
Yeah. I've got two aunts. They're both 87 now. They live by themselves. Coleman's doing.
Sure enough.
Yeah. But talking about the word queer now, has that word changed? I mean, does it mean something different these days?
Yeah, you used to. That's the first thing I ever heard of. I regularly was talking about, I can't even think what I want to call him now. What they call him?
Homosexual. Okay.
I guess that's what they're the first name I ever heard from him was a queer.
Okay. Now, a person who makes up his mind and you couldn't change him, he's a mighty.
He's got a one track mind. He's mighty hard to change. And he's
mighty. If you couldn't joke with him without him losing his temper.
There's people like that, all right, but I can't exactly think what I'd want to say about him.
What would you say about a mule who,
He was stubborn as hell.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
So uptight or so hot and under the collar.
Okay.